She was in a long crimson dress and had wavy black hair that fell past her shoulders. Her red lips matched her clothing, and she grinned when I stared at them too long. It could help cure hunger if enough farmers adopt its use.
That's stunning.
Mrs. Barral patted her husband's shoulder, gold bracelets tinkling happily on her wrist.
We're always looking to put our money to work in conscientious ways.
Her British accent was light, but clear as a bell in her words. And the lilt surprised me for a second.
Here you go, Mum.
A man who took my breath away stopped next to the couple as he handed off a glass of golden champagne to Mrs. Barral. And he had that same enchanting British accent. The perfect mix of the older man and woman in front of me. He had to be their son. I stood there like a stump while he swung around to offer me his hand, feeling every inch the farmer I was, next to him. My throat closed when I shook with him and stared into his wide copper eyes. His skin was unbelievably soft.
Nice to meet you. I'm Pius. Pius Sturms.
He blinked at me, then did a curious thing where he slid his gaze from my feet up my body and back to my face. He cleared his throat and gave me a beaming smile.
Well, hello there, Pius.
My body flared hot. His mother smacked his shoulder with a giggle and my stomach somersaulted as he gave my hand a playful squeeze before he let go.
You're the one giving the talk tonight? That dragged all these snooty people out in the snow?
He glanced around, and my heart jerked in my chest.
Yes.
I felt fumble-fingered as I pushed up my glasses, then felt stupid because they weren't there. I'd brought my contacts with me, even though I rarely wore them, because my sister Beth always said I had nice eyes, and I was trying to impress everyone.
Don't worry. These crusty old farts are already excited. Anything green or to help combat climate change is good with this lot.
He turned his head to survey the crowd with me. The lights glinted off his black curls, and he sent me a smile that held trouble.
I have no idea what to do with these city men. God help me, but he is handsome.
I worry a lot, I said, jamming my hand in my pocket to brush my fingertips against the charm. This is my life's work, so I want to make a good impression. He let out a hum, then gave me another bright smile that had me wanting to sink to the floor at his feet.
I'll be out here rooting for you. That's a joke. Since you work with plants?
He let out a laugh that was a little forced and ducked his head. Was he embarrassed? His tawny cheeks flushed. I found the shyness beyond charming and gave him a real grin.
Thank you.
The noise of the crowd died down a bit as a man came up and tapped me on the shoulder, and I recognized him as the organizer. So, with a final nod, I went off to the raised podium, set up near the Christmas tree in the corner. The angel on top gave me a little boost because it reminded me of why I was here. To serve my community. The small church my family went to had been good enough to have a holiday service before I had to leave, since I would miss the sermon because I was away. I let out a long breath as I mounted the stairs to the platform, then glanced out over the well-dressed crowd. I removed the microphone from the stand, turned it on, and studied the audience. My pulse skipped as my attention landed on that man again. He was a heartstopper, and I hadn't even gotten his name.
Good going, Pius. Men like him were part of the reason why I decided to come all the way to Van Heim to give this talk.
There was no one for me at home, or at least